But this was the same Joe Lombardo who stood his police down while the shooters in the 2017 Las Vegas massacre killed 58 innocent people. And the same Joe Lombardo who got tricked into opening his jail cell doors and releasing convicted felons into Nevada neighborhoods where your children live. That's a no-no, JoJo. I'm Fred Simon, a concerned father, a Nevada businessman, and a medical doctor. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor. Donate if you can, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't you know it wouldn't be long before Joe Rogan weighed in on the slap heard round the world on Sunday night, and of course Chris Rock going back to Boston and performing last night, not saying much about what happened, gentleman Jim Dallas, Joe Rogan has weighed in with both feet, I guess.
Yeah, he has indeed, and of course, a lot of people are not familiar with Joe Rogan's many careers. In his life, he actually started out as a comedian in the Boston area, which is where Chris Rock was last night, back in 1988. And then, of course, he got into martial arts, and he was a UFC color commentator. And, of course, he's an actor and a television presenter as well. But he has the number one podcast probably ever. And with his background, he says, hey, wait a minute, you just can't smack a man in the face in front of the world and then go about your business as usual, because it sets a terrible precedent in so many different ways. And he just went on to say that, you know, most people, they're not going to change their behavior, but dumb people might. And he's got an excellent point when you look at that in especially when it was over something so innocuous as a G.I. Jane joke. Yeah. And then he went on to say, and again, we don't know. People don't go in and say, hey, this is my medical history right here. And, of course, Jada Pinkett is bald. We know that. And we can see that. But he basically said, I don't know if Chris knew that she was suffering from alopecia. He just made a joke, a G.I. Jane joke, and a very mild one at that. So we know where he stands on that, and I think most of America does as well, which is why Chris Rock's show sold out for as much as, what, maybe 10 times or more what the actual ticket price was.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
And by the way, the joke, as harmless as it was, made Will Smith laugh. So, hey, go figure, man. Yep. Go figure. Stay where you are. More to do. Coming up, Tom Heck, Republican candidate for governor, served 23 years in the U.S. Air Force as a contingency war planner. Ooh, interesting. You'll get to hear from him and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 2:30, as we check out our conditions on area freeways right now, no complaints. Looks like commuters are averaging about 55 miles per hour into the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. U.S. 95 eastbound at Southern Rancho, they finally cleaned up that multi-vehicle incident that was there on the left side. Those lane restrictions through that construction zone downtown on Interstate 515 might slow you down. That's between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. Moderate flows as we speak on the Southern Beltway down there in Henderson, 215 westbound at Valley Verde, 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. And remember the road work on Nellis, both directions, that's between Tropicana and Craig.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they've won three in a row and five of seven, a 3-0 win against Seattle yesterday. Jay Theodore, Michael Amadio, and Jonathan Marceau all scoring. Logan Thomas, 23 saves for his first career shutout. The Golden Knights hold the final wild card spot over Dallas by 1 point, but Dallas has four more games remaining than Las Vegas. Dallas is playing at Anaheim tonight. The Golden Knights, they are going to play the second of a two-game series in Seattle, and that's going to be coming up on Friday night as the Golden Knights try to accumulate as many points as possible here down the home stretch of the season. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Everyone has a style, and Macy's is here to help you own yours. Get an extra 30% off the best brands and top designers with your coupon or Macy's card. Plus 15% off Spring's go-to beauty, skincare, and fragrances. And Macy's Star Rewards members can earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
At Tub of Towels, we started with the toughest messes and quickly realized Tub of Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes can clean just about anything, like stubborn brake dust, spilled paint, even permanent marker. There's literally thousands of uses. Proudly made in the USA with over 35,000 five-star reviews. Find Tub of Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes at your local auto parts store, the Home Depot, Lowe's, and more. Look for the big yellow tub.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So CD1 has been added to the list of targets by the NRCC, and we heard from Congressman Tom Emmer, who is the chairman of the NRCC, that CD1, Dina Titus, is very much in play, and it's been added to their list of targets. They also think, I believe, that CD3 and CD4 are doable. I had a chance earlier to visit with Tom Heck. He is a Republican candidate for governor, and he has a compelling personal story. He served 23 years in the U.S. Air Force as a contingency war planner, and he's running for governor. And there are 16 candidates for governor right now, and I had a chance to ask him. Have you ever looked at maybe a race less crowded?
Well, that's exactly the issue. You know, as I come through this whole effort, you know, I ran for U.S. Senate in 16 and 18, 2018, and the particular line is, well, it's not your turn. You need to do this. You need to do that. And so that's the problem. You know, there's nothing in the Nevada NRS that says I have to wait my turn. So no, it's never been a consideration. I am a uniquely qualified candidate, and the only really qualified candidate, while the others are one-trick pony. I'm the guy that will get her done.
Okay, do me this. Explain to my audience what happened to a bunch of GOP gubernatorial candidates just within days of filing as candidates for governor. What is it that happened to these candidates, I'm assuming to you?
Well, to me and Fred Simon and Barack, you know, they told us we couldn't participate. Only those with money had a place in the GOP, or only politically connected had a place in the GOP. Just like what happened in the DNC to Bernie Sanders in 2016 and 2020. It may not be criminal, but it surely is corrupt. Let me be clear. This is exactly what the American people are sick of, sick and tired of.
So what is there you can do? There are 16 candidates. Only five made the stage at the latest debate. What is there you can do? Are there legal remedies? Can you sue? What is it you can do to get on the stage?
Well, it's simple. It's simple, Kevin. We are going to take our argument, our story, directly to the Nevada voters. Beginning Monday, 4 April, our campaign is leveraging technology to talk directly to these people, bypassing those who would want to stifle our message, especially the Nevada GOP, including Jesse Law, Mike McDonald. Corrupting, they are serving themselves rather than serving the people. And their choice is not the Nevada voters' choice. And we're going direct to the voters because they're going to make a choice. They're tired of what's going on, and they're going to make things better. We want to hear directly from the voters. Their voices must be heard. If you want to talk to me directly, Nevada voters have two ways. They can call me at 775-393-0500. I actually answer my phone, and I can't wait to hear from them. I want to hear what they have to say. Or they can drop in on the live streaming Monday at 7 and ask me questions directly. I know it's hard to write down a number, but the number's 775-393-0500. And if you can't remember that, it's electhack.com, and I'm looking forward to answering their questions, and I'm looking forward to letting them hear my story so they can decide who they want, not the GOP.
I'm guessing you have already talked to a lot of people all across our state, all 17 counties, and I'm curious what you are hearing. What are the issues that matter to them?
Well, it's pretty simple. Safety and security is what is most important to them, and they know that if they don't have secure communities, they can't go about their daily lives living, working, and playing and sending their children to school. So that's first and foremost in their mind. The second and most important, once they have security, is education. We are, I told the other day, I actually missed the vote. We are actually 51st in the nation behind Puerto Rico in education. 19% of our students are proficient in science. 28% are proficient in math. And only 13% are college ready. Do you know that Nevada pays the same amount per student as Florida? Florida is number three in the nation. They have a larger tax base with 20 million people. And being third in the nation, they know how to teach their children. In Nevada, we have provided 40% more money over the last 8 years. 40% more money, and we have still been last in the nation. It's not a money problem. It's an accountability problem. And then third is getting and providing and creating an environment for jobs. Any candidate tells you that it's about creating jobs, there's no candidate, I don't care what office, is going to create jobs. You create an environment. What does that mean? It means lower taxes and cutting regulations. I'm going to cut three regulations for everyone. I promised on my website, if people go to electhack.com, they'll see that one of my biggest issues is cutting Nevada's budget by 10%. Why? Because there's so much fraud, waste, and abuse in our government. That's how you ferret out programs that aren't working and aren't serving the people.
This exercise, 16 candidates, multiple debates, fundraising, millions, tens of millions of dollars probably by the time we are done, it's all about unseating Steve Sisolak. Tell me what Sisolak has done wrong and why he needs to be turned out.
Well, you know, my experience over the years with organizations, you know, people come into them and have no idea how to run them. He has no idea what leadership is. He was only a commissioner, another one-trick pony. He instituted mass. He instituted mass mandates. He followed California's lead on doing everything, instituting mass mandates, shutting down our economy, shutting down our jobs, shutting down our churches, shutting down our schools. But he just copied the governor of California. He doesn't have a creative thought in his head or original thought in his head. He has failed us every step of the way. And, you know, I've run probably 20 or 30 organizations. You can't run an organization that's in Carson City from Las Vegas. He spends all his time in Las Vegas. And he has not changed things one iota. We start hearing all of a sudden he's come up with all these new things he's going to do that he should have done over the last 4 years. So he's just a one-trick pony, and it's time for him to go and retire.
Tell me what the path to victory is going to be. Club for Growth did a poll, and it doesn't look good for many of the 16 that are there. How do you change the polling? Does it matter to you what the polls say?
I would have to tell you, I have not seen a credible poll yet. And basically, what I don't think most candidates get it, but what's a truism is voters don't start to pay attention until about 4 to 6 weeks out. We are starting our message in spades in the next week or so. All that stuff between what's in that period of time up to the six-week period, prior to that, that's all the influencers, that's all the money people. And basically, the only people really given money in the primary are the politically elite and PACs. And the primary people start to give money as they get closer to the 4 to 6 week point. But my path to victory is going directly to the people. We're using the technology that will get directly to the people and bypass those who would stifle our message, our freedom of speech.
There you have it, Tom Heck, a candidate for governor. Compelling personal story in the military and now trying to make a difference as governor of the great state of Nevada. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer, and I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada. Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Especially now at tournament time with bars and restaurants full of raucous college hoops fans. The problem for me over the years, I couldn't hear what friends at my own table were saying. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. The results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we've talked so much about the border between Ukraine and Russia, or Belarus. And we haven't really talked much about what's going on along our southern border. The president, the current president, Joe Biden, is going to undo another regulation relative to our southern border and the pandemic oriented. John Cornyn was on the floor of the Senate. He is a senator from Texas, and talking about what the Biden administration is doing to actually not discourage, but what they're encouraging illegal immigration. That's what's so bizarre about this. This was John Cornyn yesterday.
Well, we're here today to talk about the Biden border crisis and the things that the administration is doing, not to make it better, but to actually make it worse. As you see from the chart here, we've had a historic number of what are euphemistically called border encounters. The problem is, this is a hodgepodge of everything from economic migrants to sex offenders to drug dealers to people who are convicted felons. And frankly, because of the volume of people showing up at the border, they're overwhelming the capacity of the federal government to rationally process through these individuals. So you have people who turn themselves in, who claim asylum, knowing our broken asylum system will result in their being released into the interior of the country and told to show up for a court hearing months or even years into the future. And it shouldn't surprise any of us that the huge percentage of them simply don't show up for the court hearing. And because of a failure of enforcement by ICE, they basically know that they are going to be able to stay in the United States despite the fact they violated our laws in the first place. And then you have the getaways, as the Border Patrol likes to call them, and people who are up to no good making their way into the interior. Frequently, these are drug mules and part of drug cartels. And this is actually part of the business model of the transnational criminal organizations that engage in human smuggling and drug smuggling. They know that if they put enough people on the border, that it will overwhelm the Border Patrol's capacity to simply process these migrants. And that means that instead of keeping drugs, illegal drugs, out of the country, that Border Patrol are processing unaccompanied children or simply filling out paperwork. And in many Border Patrol sectors, you're seeing them understaffed by about 40% because they simply can't do their job because of the green light and the welcome mat that's out for migrants to continue to come to the United States.
That's John Cornyn, the senator from Texas, talking about how the Biden administration is making it easier, not more difficult, for illegal immigrants to come across our southern border. This has got to stop. Another reason why Congress needs to do its oversight job. They have to start doing this to allow our Border Patrol and our ICE people to actually take the cuffs off their hands and actually allow them to do their jobs. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our attorney general, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech. And Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African